Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, content that you actually want to listen to.
It is a movie torture time, and it's a new era of season three of Movie Torture. We're in the second week of season three. Jacob is still on assignment from the Hopecast Network. We sent him out. He is studying Billy the Kid tonight. He's doing a Billy the Kid book report. He's a big kid. He's doing the book report. We've got the first lady with us.
What's up?
She's a cast member now, full-time. Making $0.
So waiting for that full-time paycheck.
Yeah. MTD is in the house. The carrier pigeon delivered the right time. The carrier pigeon is good. We will keep the carrier pigeon around. So we have MTD. We have the first lady and myself, Brad. Make sure, if you're listening to our show, you like and subscribe. Follow Movie Torture. Tell your friends about it because, you know, Hannah watches a lot of bad movies, so you should have to listen.
I do.
Talk about this
just for
movies.
You people.
We all know who the true stars of Movie Torture is. It's MTD and Hannah. That's the true stars.
I'll take it.
That would be in a funny road trip movie. You and MTD cruising down the Ventura Highway.
I could make some good content with that.
I mean, we learned last week that MTD would pose for Depends in Times Square. So there's not much you can't get him to do if you're going to make some money. I see he's in the chat now. Let's see. I'm here. We make a great team. Yes, we do, MTD. MTD, we are doing Young Guns 2. So while we set this up, will you look up the budget and how much it made so we know? And we're going to call that the MTD budget segment every episode from here on out. You get your own segment, MTD.
Ooh.
The budget segment. Yeah. Hannah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm a little sleepy, but I'm good.
Mm. He says $20 million budget.
I think that's fair.
I'm confused. How did this movie only cost $20 million and The Cowboy Way cost, what did it cost? $34
million. Yeah.
How is that even possible?
They just had to pay to use space in New York City. I feel like that's what took up all the money.
It grossed $44 million. And for your Young Guns 2 fans, there's a Young Guns 3 in production, or it's going to be out
what?
Next year. Yes.
No way.
Back. 100%.
They can't.
Band is back together, Hannah. They can do anything with the money.
Well, we're going to have to watch that, but I just don't think it's going to live. It can't be the same. You can't remake movies from the 80s and 90s in 2025. And expect it to even come close.
Emilio Estevez is back as Billy the Kid.
Okay.
He's a 70-year-old guy playing a kid. Let's see how that goes. Christian Slater is back as Arkansas Dave. I thought for
but
sure
he died. Oh well, I guess that they're just
he's back in this movie, and Lou Diamond Phillips is back. I thought he died in this movie. Did he not get stabbed?
Hold on. Yeah, he went off, and the pale horse came. Yeah,
well, he's back.
Dead,
he's
and
alive.
The Dave dude is dead. They he's said alive. That at the end of.
He's back.
How are they going to do? We're going to have to watch it because I don't see how that's possible.
We're definitely watching Young Guns 3 because we watched Young
okay,
Guns 2.
I didn't know that this movie we watched was Young Guns 2 because it was given to me in a bootlegged form. And so I just thought it was Young Guns. No. I didn't know that there was a Young Guns 1. And so now I'm curious what that is.
Young Guns 1 is good. Young Guns 2 is different.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you where I fall on Young Guns 2 until we get to the end. But do you have a synopsis? Oh, let me give the synopsis. I don't know. Okay. Old Geezer gets interviewed.
That's a very accurate description of him.
In old man makeup. And he goes, let me tell you a story. Oh, I just crapped myself up. Oh, that was Arkansas Dave Rudenbaugh. Oh, yeah. Actually, I think this is the voice he used. It was not far off.
I mean, you sound very, very close.
I was in there. It was 18 and 62, and I had the guns, and I was shooting. I was there.
Ew, that's nasty.
So, he tells a story of Billy the Kid and his gang with the Nebraska War. I think that's what it was.
We shot them all, and I said, I got guns, and I'm going to shoot. And I shot. And I
even
said,
though I killed everybody, I want a full pardon.
I want a pardon.
They promised me 70 years ago in 3 months.
Yeah, I want a full pardon from the governor and a nice pair of diapers from MTD. And then I said, I'll make you famous. I'll make you famous.
That's what I said. That's what he said over and over again.
And then
the only girl in this movie. Literally, the only female in this movie told everyone to kiss her butt as she rode out of town on a horse with no undies on.
Oh my goodness.
She was the only girl in this movie. I don't think there's another girl in this movie.
There was the one chick who grabbed the gun and just randomly shot out the door when everything was going crazy. But that, you're right.
And the only chick they put in this movie is a prostitute.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Western. Like, this is a true Western. Everything you would expect to be in a Western is in this movie. So, we're not surprised.
So,
well, that made me so mad.
He tracks Billy down, and we are to assume he did not kill Billy, because we've got Brushy Bill, Brushy Bob, going,
and I want my pardon, and I'm going to walk away.
And he never gets his pardon.
Even
that's the end of the movie.
Multiple people attested to his true identity. He still didn't get it. He was disappointed.
Yeah, and Bon Jovi's song made this movie. Going down in a blaze of glory.
Honestly, having Bon Jovi and Alan Silvestri doing your soundtrack is crazy work. Like, that's a dream team.
This is a, yeah. Oh, and we forgot about Cameron from Ferris Bueller is in this movie. With, and he talks like this right here. And, yeah. What was his name in the movie, Hannah?
What's his real life name?
Alan Ruck.
What was his name in here?
Young Guns. Two. He was in the movie Hendry French.
Yes. He was the one that wanted a different name, but then was like, my name is Hendry French. He's like, that's a good name.
My name is Hendry French. I'm not a very smart man, but you can go ahead and shoot me. I'm going to
be. He was kind of useless. He didn't kill anyone the whole movie.
I don't even know. He did. He died, right? He did die,
nope.
Right?
He didn't. He never even got shot at.
Because they're like, why would we kill this guy? I mean, and then you have Tom O'Fallard, who just worships Billy and this young kid, and he dies.
When he died, I was so sad. 18-year-old kid just shot him. He was like, you actually shot me. And then dies.
And that's when I went over and I said, you killed this little boy. Give me the pardon.
Yo, I'm looking through the cast list. There literally are only two women in it. My nose is itchy. It's very uncomfortable.
Let's get into this movie, because Brushy Bob wants this pardon. He wants it bad. I don't know why he
can't. To him.
Hannah, I'm just going to lay it out there. This dude is not Billy the Kid. He's not. He's not Billy the Kid.
People attested to his identity.
No, he is not Billy the Kid. There is no way he's Billy the Kid.
Why?
Billy the Kid died in 1881.
They said the same thing about Hitler, but you know.
They found out that Brushy Bob was born later than that. 1879. He would have been like 2 at the time. There's no way this guy's Billy the Kid. MTD, look this up. Brushy Bob. Is it Brushy Bob or Brushy Bill?
I don't remember now.
It's Brushy Bill because his name is William Bonney, is Billy the Kid. I don't think he's Billy the Kid. I just don't think he is. I think Billy the Kid. But here's the thing. Here's how Young Guns 3 can happen. He is Brushy Bill, which means they can extend the universe longer. If he's not Brushy Bill in the Young Guns world, then Billy the Kid's dead in 1881.
Yeah.
By Pat Garrett. If he's Brushy Bill, he gets the Young Guns 3.
So, but why would the other members of the gang say that, yes, this is Billy the Kid?
Did they? Who said that?
Yeah. They said, well, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. But at the end of the movie, it said that, like, it gave the information on how it went, that Billy did not get the pardon because he was discredited, even though multiple members from the gang had attested to his identity.
I just don't think it was him. I'm going to ask Chad. I'm going to ask, was Brushy Bill actually Billy the Kid?
This answer is from...
Of course they would deny that. They don't want to get harassed by thinking that they're Billy the Kid's offspring or, like, family when he went and killed a bunch of people. People would be hunting him down.
MTD said he could hardly hear that. Here's the thing. MTD, this guy in the movie claims to be Billy the Kid. And he wants his pardon in 1950.
How would he know that he was promised a pardon if he wasn't actually Billy the Kid? And how would he know it was 70 and, you know?
So we're to believe Pat Garrett did not shoot him.
But did you see what happened at the end, though, when his horse was stolen?
What?
Did you catch that? Because in the movie, Billy said he'd never stolen a horse from somebody he didn't like. And then he was talking, and, like, old Billy was talking about, I didn't just like him, like, I loved that guy.
He loved Pat Garrett.
Pat, yeah, he did.
Even
he was very
Pat
upset.
Double-crossed him.
He was very upset that he left the gang. But he, Pat's horse was stolen. And when he saw that, that was the words that he remembered, was that Billy had never stolen a horse from someone that he didn't like. So that would lead you to believe that the horse was stolen by Billy the Kid.
Okay, why could they not exhume Brushy Bill's body and do a DNA test on Billy the Kid?
Do they, like, have DNA and stuff to compare it to?
I don't know.
I mean, that would be what they would need. They would need confirmed DNA from Billy the Kid, and then also need to know where the Brushy dude is buried and, you know, get his stuff.
Brushy Bill, I was Billy the Kid back in the 1880s. It was the Nebraska War.
Okay, but also, if he wasn't Billy the Kid, why would he be going before the governor and being like, give me my pardon? Why would he care?
Because he wants to be known as Billy the Kid. I could steal Billy's ID and everybody would be like, oh my gosh, Brad is Billy the Kid.
No, but he died from heartbreak is what it sounded like. Like,
oh my, he died from
less than a month after he was denied.
He died. From being 90 flipping 8 years old, man. Yeah, that's why he died.
He was heartbroken. He'd lived all this time. He was living for that pardon. And then they said no. And he's like, I have no reason left to live. And he died of a broken heart.
Okay.
That's the story. And I'm sticking to it.
I'm going to let the listeners know, the one listener we have, and I'm actually Billy the Kid. I've been wanting to tell you this for a while. I'm still living. Like, I eat my vitamins. I eat my green vegetables.
Your vitamins?
I take them. I'm good. So, I want my pardon. Okay, I'm lying. I'm actually Elvis. And I've been alive for a while.
I knew it. I knew he didn't die in the toilet.
He didn't. I like the toilet, but I didn't die on it. And this guy, I think he just wanted his claim to fame. And he got it. He got a Wikipedia page. And that's how you know you make it, when you get a Wikipedia page.
They didn't have Wikipedia back then.
He's got it now, though. And Brushy Bill, he gets it. Now, let's talk about Kiefer in this movie, by the way. Doc. I really like Doc in this movie.
You do?
I do like
but
Doc.
But you didn't like him in the cowboy way.
No, but I like him in Doc. I like him as Doc.
He's doing the same thing. He's hopping up on the back of horses and, like, riding away. He's actually a really good horseback rider.
He's likable in this movie because he doesn't really want to fight anymore.
And
you
he
know?
Ends up being one of the first to die. It's really sad.
I wonder if he died because he just didn't want to be in this movie.
Why would you say that? Why wouldn't he want to be in the movie?
I mean, it's like Harrison Ford was like, kill me in Star Wars. I don't want to do anymore. So please kill my character. Like, you think he was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I did Young Guns in 88. I don't want to continue.
This was only 2 years later. Why would he?
I don't want to be known as Doc. You should watch Young Guns. It's on Tubi. You should watch the first one of the series.
I'm just so curious what story they told, if it wasn't this one.
Okay.
Story covers everything. So the fact that there's one before and one going to be after, I just...
This is the plot for Young Guns. A group of young gunmen led by Billy the Kid become deputies to avenge the murder of a rancher who became their benefactor. But when Billy takes their authority too far, they become the hunted.
So it's like the origin story, sort of?
It's got Doc in it, Chavez. It's got Charlie Sheen as Dick Brewer. It's got Dermot Mulroney as Dirty Steve. And... yeah, and this one is R-rated, but Young Guns 2, PG-13. They're like, you know what? We're going to get some of that PG cash, not the R cash.
I don't know if it should have been PG.
It really had nothing bad in it, though, did it?
It had a fully nude woman.
Yeah.
And there was language in it, too.
Yeah, there was. The first movie's budget was $13 million, and it made $45 million.
Wow.
Huh. People love the Young Guns, man. They love these young, good-looking dudes.
Young whippersnappers.
Slinging guns.
They had some nice mullets going on. I'll give them that.
Okay, so are you a Doc fan or are you a Dave fan? Because Dave's constantly wanting to be the leader.
Dave? Okay, like, the things that he does are funny, but he's arrogant, and I can't stand that. And at the end, when they said that he got strung up as an example of people who crossed the border, I was like, you know what? Good. All he cared about was people knowing his name. He was disrespectful. I didn't like him.
He got beheaded, Hannah.
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Literally killed. No, I'm just saying he kind of got what was coming to him.
He did.
Did you like him?
Big Christian Slater fan. He always had cool hair. Like, I wish I could slick my hair back.
Don't get me wrong. Like, but we're not talking about looks.
He has the cool factor. And we should do his movie, Cuffs. Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like a bad movie, but...
You talk about a tub of crap. Great. Cuffs from 1992. So this is 2 years post-Dave, Arkansas Dave. A 5.9. George Cuffs, 21, leaves a pregnant girlfriend... He visits his brother, Brad, to bum money off him. Brad's shot and George IDs the killer at the San Francisco Police Department, but to no avail. He inherits Brad's patrol district. He keeps it to get the killer.
Hmm.
Look at the poster. The poster is amazing.
That looks like more of an 80s movie than a 90s movie.
I'm telling you, Slater was really popular. At this movie, as Young Guns was here, Slater was hitting his peak of coolness at this point.
I feel like he was a bit too dumb to actually be cool. He looked cool, but as soon as he started opening his mouth, I was like, you're dumb. You're an idiot.
Doc's the smartest one, right?
For sure, because he's not emotional and arrogant. Like, Billy the Kid's kind of arrogant, and Doc is not like that. Dave
Chavez is good too, though.
Yeah, he was a little cheesy, but I liked his character.
He was a little too, what's that butter? The butter brand?
Like real butter or not real butter?
With the Indian? What is that? MTD. What's the butter with the Indian? He was a little too Hollywood. He was a little too
stereotype.
Lando Lakes. Yeah. He was a little too Lando Lakes Indian for this movie. Like he was stereotypical.
He popped out the random Kayate, but it sounded so American. I was like, if you're gonna say Kayate, at least do it with like a realistic accent. He was a little cheesy.
Hannah, you're a younger generation than me. When you were in elementary school, did y'all dress up and make like Indian stuff on Thanksgiving and wear them around? Okay, they still did that.
We played cowboys and Indians. My mom actually made like pretty elaborate Indian costumes for us. We loved doing dress up and all that kind of stuff.
You did homeschooling though.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no. I wonder if in public schools, MTD, do you think in public schools today they are making Indian feathers?
Absolutely with, not.
Out of construction paper and wearing it around going, oh, that's what we used to do.
Yeah. And no, not it would be on the news if that happened. There's no way.
What if MTD was like, I'm going undercover, 21 Jump Street in this. I'm heading back to high school. I'm going to find out.
No, we did all that. But we were also allowed to play with toy guns. And we had the fake revolvers and the cap guns. And that's not allowed anymore either.
They can't even cap gun it.
No.
He was a little Lando Lakes for me. He really was.
I pretty much only had two beefs with this movie, and his cheesiness was one of them.
Yeah. Billy the Kid had good lines in this movie.
Like, there were a lot of good lines in this movie. Pat had some. Billy the Kid definitely had some.
I'm gonna get some lines for us, because
my favorite one in the very beginning when they had the shootout and they killed somebody, and they look at each other and they're like, should we give him a proper burial? And then they all just start kicking dust on top of him. It's like, it's bad, but I was cracking up. This is like one of my favorite parts in the movie.
I like when Billy says, why don't you pull the trigger and find out?
Mm-hmm.
When Doc Ains, And I like when he says, ooh, I'll make you famous.
Yeah.
That's the most famous line from this movie.
Yeah.
What scum? Well, Tom, that's bad types. Politicians, bankers, cattle kings, scum.
That was a good one. My favorite one was when the guy... the sheriff is telling one of the guys to go get Billy the Kid. And he was like, I'd rather drink turpentine and piss on a brush fire.
That's funny. I like when he says, goodbye, Bob. Best $1.80 I ever spent when he shot him. I like when Pat Garrett says, even their horses are crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many good
good
line. White oaks, you can kiss my butt.
MTD, no, it's not technically a comedy. It's considered a Western slash action. But I feel like in a lot of the older Westerns and just older movies in general, you had a lot of really good comedy, even when it wasn't technically a comedy. People actually knew how to have a good time, you know, and be witty. I feel like it's kind of a lost art.
Yeah, it's... they don't make movies like this anymore.
No.
These movies are not getting made. So now, I do like this line. Just remember, Pat, you'll never be me. You'll always be the man who shot Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
That is a true line, though. Like, that is a very true line. Like, to me, Pat does the unforgivable. Here's the thing. Like, if I put it in these terms, it would be like you leaving us and going to go to another movie podcast.
Not even that, but then turning around and trying to destroy your podcast.
Yes. And then like, and movie torture sucks. It's awful. You would be dead to us here. We would have to, you would be the last lady of movie torture.
The last lady.
We'd have to put an ad on Craigslist. Anybody want to be the new first lady? Then we get this lady going, movie torture? You can kiss my butt. And then MTD, you have to watch this movie. You have to watch it. It's something to watch. It has funny lines in it. But you get in this, Pat Garrett is so unlikable in this movie.
Well, once he turns, and then he shaves his face, and he just looks dumb. I just.
Is he in the first one? I don't think he is. No. So this is the first time we meet Pat Garrett in this movie. Okay. I don't like Pat Garrett.
It would suck more if he was in the first one with Billy the Kid, and then now in the second one he's turning on him. That would really suck.
Oh, I think it's a good heel turn for a movie.
It is. Like, story-wise, yes. But that would suck for us watching it. Like, oh, man, you've been there from the beginning? And this is what you're doing?
It would be like Doc just putting a bullet in Billy's head at the beginning of the movie, right? Because they rode together in the first one. What if he did, though? What if Doc was like, you know what? I gotta shoot the cowboy away.
He was talking about Billy the Kid like it was his ghost. Like, he was haunting him.
Yeah. So, in this movie, Hannah, I'm like, where are the chicks? There's no girls. Like, and then we finally get to meet.
You had that thought while watching it?
I did. I'm like, this is weird.
There's no girls. You had that thought and I didn't. I didn't think a single time, wow, there's no girls here.
Dude, I'm like, where's the ladies in this movie? Like, there's no ladies. And we finally meet this lady who is a prostitute in this movie. And this movie, okay, I will say, hands down, I watched this scene as a kid. Anytime it come on HBO, I waited for this moment.
Yeah.
When she walks out of the saloon with her clothes off. I'm like, man, this is amazing. We get to see her derriere walking down through there. And all the guys are just like, I don't get it, though. What was the point of stripping down? Like, I don't understand that. Like, I don't know why they had to do that.
I mean, she didn't have to, but for her, it was also like giving the finger to everything that was considered proper in that town. Because she was in a proper town now.
And they had probably all paid for her services.
Probably a lot of them had.
So she's like, you get one last look on the way out as you can.
Maybe. You can that go wasn't to, what I got, but.
I'm taking it way more deep, I guess. But we don't really see her again, right? We see her like one more time, I think.
Yeah, we saw her at the end. You didn't realize because she was closed this time. But she brought the gun to the outhouse.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah, at the end. She was there at the end, right? Like. She played an important part in the movie, but they didn't give us enough. Like, I wanted to see her with Billy more. Like,
I'm sure you did, but it wasn't really necessary.
Not in a bad way. Like, establish the friendship of, like, I care about Billy.
Was she in the first one?
No. So, we don't see enough of her in the movie to justify why she cares to save him.
For the part of the story that they were telling, like, they would have had to do flashbacks to give more background.
She's like the Rahab of this movie. She's a prostitute, and she sounds like you saw all of her. No, you didn't. She's the Rahab. She's the prostitute, like, in the Bible, and she gets to play a part to save some people, and she does it. She chooses to side with Billy the Kid and not Pat Garrett, which... Who wants to side with a traitor? And when he shaved his mustache, that was the end of him for me. He's dead to me at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I barely even recognized him. He just looked kind of
dead. I don't like him. He's dead. But you got so many good one-liners from Billy in this movie to make this movie keep flowing. The gun battles are amazing in this movie. They're good. I would like to have seen this in the theater.
Yeah. I haven't watched a good Western in so long. We used to watch all the time growing up. Bonanza, stuff like that.
That's what MTD watches all the time, right, MTD? You watch the old TV show. Do you watch old Westerns, MTD? Are you Bonanza or Gunsmoke?
A lot of John Wayne.
Have you ever seen Tombstone?
Feel like that sounds very familiar.
He watches Gunsmoke. I figured it. I've never watched an episode of Gunsmoke in my life. They don't make Westerns anymore. When's the last Western?
Well, they did. Was it the Ridiculous Six? That was a funny one.
It's funny you bring that up. My coworker was telling me I should watch that today, and I watched the preview for it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I need to watch it.
I watched that in theaters.
Wait, are we talking about the Adam Sandler one?
Yeah. It came out in 2015.
Okay, I need to watch that. Yeah. They just don't make good Westerns anymore. We need to come up with a good Western.
They can't. Like, for it to be the, like, what is a Western, they couldn't do it nowadays without getting canceled.
Okay, if we were a gang, you're Calamity Jane, right?
Who's Calamity?
Oh my gosh. She's a gunslinger. You're Calamity Jane. MTD is MTD, would you be like Jesse James or Buffalo?
He'd be Jesse James for sure.
He's Jesse James? Okay, Jacob would be Buffalo Bill, right?
Yeah.
He's Buffalo. Who am I? Am I Billy the Kid? Or am I Brushy Bill? Paul Bunyan? No, I'm not Paul Bunyan. Who's another Wild Bill Hickok? I'm Wyatt Earp. That's me.
Who?
I'm Wyatt Earp.
I've never heard that name in my life.
Tombstone. Oh my gosh, Hannah. So MTD is Jesse James.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob's Bill, Wild Bill. You're Calamity Jane.
I'll take that.
And I am Wyatt Earp. I'm a sheriff. Did Calamity Jane, was her in?
She was a frontiers woman and a sharpshooter. I'm looking at
that. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Oh, MTD says I'm Matt Dillon. That's the guy on Gunsmoke, right? Yeah, it is. Matt Dillon's also an actor in Something About Mary. But
Yellowstone is probably the closest current thing we have to an actual good.
But I can't get past the first episode of that. It's so boring to me.
No. You gotta get into it.
Chris and I have tried it, and both of us are like,
I don't think you tried hard enough.
We watched the first episode like twice. We've tried to watch it and we can't finish.
Why would you watch the first episode twice and not go just to the second episode?
That is a valid point, Anna. Because we don't know what happens in the first episode.
So just keep watching. Just push through.
Oh my, is it a soap opera?
No.
Soap opera is Sullivan's Crossing. Have you seen this show?
No.
It is on Netflix, and Kristen has watched every. It's so soapy. It's like,
this is like a modern thing.
Yeah. It's got the guy Luke from Gilmore Girls in it. Gunsmoke had 635 episodes. My gosh, MTD, you have to watch every episode from start to finish. 635 hours of Gunsmoke. How long would that be consecutive? I gotta look.
Like how many days?
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
Divided by 24. 26.4583333.
Consecutive days. MTD. You're on a Gunsmoke watch tour.
For 1 month straight.
We never hear from MTD again. He just sits in front of the TV and watches. No sleep. That's with no sleep. He can watch 8 hours a day and be done in.
Still take over 3 days, like 3.5 days.
Would it?
26?
Wait, no. 24 hours. It would take way.
You said he's watching 8 hours a day?
He's watching 8 hours a day, but he needs 26 days. So he's only watching 8 hours a day. It's going to take him 60 days.
I was
You were looking at that 26 and divided by hours. Yeah, I was too. I did that first. Can I at least go potty? No, you have your Depends you're promoting in Times Square.
No, you got to do what I do. You got to take the iPad with you so you can keep watching. Yeah.
In the car and everything. Hannah doesn't leave it. Hannah, what else do we have about this movie? Let's round this movie out. What do we got going on here?
I feel like we talked about all my big things. The only thing I mentioned that I had two beefs with this movie. The other beef was that it did not need to be an hour and 45 minutes. And I did watch this on speedy fast mode because it just felt really slow at some.
Wait a second, Hannah.
I know you're going to be so upset with me.
True. You watched The Cowboy Way on regular speed.
That
and you
was
watched
fast
Youngest
paid.
2 on fast speed?
This one had so many just slow spot. They could have, for sure, cut this down to an hour and 30. It did not need to be an hour 45. And maybe I'm just not used to actually sitting and just like taking in every, I don't know. It just, at some of the parts, I was like, can we get going already?
Shocked that you watched this on double speed.
The only points that I didn't was when the music came on, because it was good music.
The music in this movie is amazing. I mean, there's no way around. The music is amazing.
Because I thought we were watching the first Young Guns, I looked up fun facts about it. But in the first one, they threw out the entire soundtrack because it sounded too Irish, and they completely redid it. But they killed it in the second one.
I do have some reviews. This is from Brandon Smith, July 12th, 2025. Great movie. Wow. It's a classic. Michael Cass, awesome movie, awesome songs. At least once a year, I'll drag out my DVD of Young Guns and watch it. I also watch Young Guns 2 to pop on cable or rent. I mean, I don't know why he has to tell us that. I mean, it's a wonderful quality, excellent film. Billy the Kid is amazing. Best Western ever. Wow. Mark House says, some legends are made in Blaze of Glory. The Regulator Gang is caught and jailed in Lincoln County. The Lincoln War, not Nebraska War. I've been saying Billy the Kid breaks loose. I love when people just describe what the movie is.
Yeah.
The Emmy Award-winning song, Blaze of Glory. Supplies the soundtrack. Yeah, it's good. The Blaze of Glory is amazing.
Do you need me to share the bad review since Jacob isn't here?
Yeah, will you share a bad one?
Okay. The Washington Post said, they slammed this one. They said, it is dull as beans and lazy as tumbleweed. Although she made exceptions for Sutherland and Peterson's portrayals. Those are the only, I guess, two things she was happy with. There's another one that says, the screenplay feels unfinished and the direction is ambling. It was, acknowledged interesting. It was an interesting performance, is what one person said.
Hannah, I'm going to ask you this. We just did 2 weeks of Westerns.
Yes, we did.
What was your favorite Western?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Oh, this is difficult, okay? Because they're both good for different reasons. However, if I had to rank one higher, I would do The Cowboy Way. I didn't dislike this movie. It could have been a tad shorter, but other than that, it was a great movie. But definitely if I was sitting down and I had to choose which one am I going to watch again, I would choose Cowboy Way. And I would want to show it to my friends.
Okay, so movie torture, movie gold.
This was a movie gold. Still a great movie. It's still a movie gold.
This movie is hardcore movie gold. This is one of the best movies we watched on movie torture. And I've watched this movie hundreds of times in my life. As a kid, I would watch, like I said, I want to see the butt scene, but I also like everything else about this movie.
You have nostalgia and memories with this movie. I've never seen this before. I'd never even heard of this movie.
I will say I'm biased, but I will say this movie runs circles around Cowboy Way. There is nobody other than you that would ever say Cowboy Way is better than Young Guns 2.
That's not true. I could find a bunch of reviews right now that would agree with me.
Is there going to be a Cowboy Way 2?
No.
Okay, but there's going to be a Young Guns 3. Enough said.
That does not mean anything because they always make sequels of bad and they make them poorly and they make them of bad movies. So just because there's a sequel coming does not automatically mean that it's good.
I will say
that I'm right on that.
I will say that Jacob and I have made it perfectly clear on this show. Legacy sequels suck and they never give you the fulfillment you think you're going to get. This movie is going to come out 36 years after the first one, which is way too long of a break. These dudes are wearing diapers at this point. And
it's like trying to bring Ghostbusters back in 2016 and then again in 2020, whatever.
I want to watch it only because I want to see it, but I know it's going to suck. I just watched Happy Gilmore 2, and it was good. I will say it's a great movie for what it's worth. It gives you fan service. It gives you what you want. It's way better than Beetlejuice 2. Could they use a new cast? I think they're going to, from what I heard, MTD, the old cast is going to raise up some Mexican cowboys. And they're going to be, because Emilio Estevez says there's going to be a Young Guns 3, 4, and 5. They're doing a trilogy now.
What?
Yeah, he's launching a trilogy. So it's basically like handing it over to the young Mexican gang that's going to be taking it over. Which, I'll watch it because we don't see cowboy movies. I'll watch it. I'm not opposed. But I don't know what Emilio Estevez with a gut and a dad bod going, I'm Billy the Kid. I mean, I don't really know how appealing that's going to be to the ladies or to me. I don't know. We're going to have that old lady, White Oaks, you can kiss my diapers. And she gets on there with a diaper. Like, what is the deal? Well, I'm fascinated that he wants to make a trilogy. I don't know.
Is he fully in on it? Like, he wants this to happen? Or is he just
It's happening. Let's see if it says in production. I'm curious. Is it in production? It's got to be close. Young Guns 3. I don't know if it's been Young Guns 3. Let's see. It's going to be called Dead or Alive. Another Bon Jovi thing. Kiefer Sutherland will not be in Young Guns 3. That's what it says. Well, I mean, yeah, he died. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. The movie will be set during the Mexican Revolution.
If they end up turning this woke, I'm going to be real upset.
Oh, it's going to be woked up. Charlie Sheen's not going to be in it. Lou is left to die by request, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's why I don't understand why he's going to be back in as the Indian. They're going to woke it up. It's going to be, they should put Young Guns 3 in modern Los Angeles. That'd be amazing. They're driving
Teslas. I think
Teslas.
It's going to be a bust. I'm predicting right now.
It's going to be a hardcore bomb. The only ones that's going to want to see it is people my age and up. Like, people your age
but
don't even know
But they will immediately lose interest if it's not like the originals.
Hannah, you're 27 years old. How many 27-year-olds have ever seen Young Guns? You could flex this with your friends. Have you seen Young Guns 2?
We're not even going to know what that is. They'll be like, okay, cool.
Ooh, I'm not watching a movie with a gun in it. A gun in the title. Young Pew Pews. That's what they're going to call them. I see your bedroom behind you, by the way.
Something just fell off my wall.
We both had something fall off our walls during this. This is amazing. Wow. Hannah, movie gold this is. Next week, listeners, you need to like and subscribe. Make sure you follow our show on Instagram. Make sure you leave us a review. Make sure you follow MTD on Instagram. He's trying to get to 1 million followers. He has 0 right now, so he's got a little ways to go. But
he doesn't have 0.
He doesn't have an Instagram. That would be amazing, though, if he like started one now and said, I'm going to get to 1 million. You watch. And he just like laps everyone. And he celebrates it every day with 1 million. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Jacob, we miss you. We will see you back next time when you're here. Jacob will be back for Mr. Nanny. I almost forgot the name. But for MTD, for the First Lady, my name is Brad. We will see you next week on Movie Torture.